Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation at Colonial. And today we are talking about the wrap and style, and it is formulation number 1031. And this is kind of similar to one that we've done before with some similar ingredients, but this is kind of to protect your hair from styling, blow drying, anything where heat's involved.
Right.
So like straighteners, curlers,
mm-hmm.
Those, I feel like the dome things that you go under at the hair salon.
Sure. Yeah. It comes in a pump foaming mousse form.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of apply the foam to the hair, comb it through before you start styling. You don't have to rinse it out or anything.
So this one is for conditioning, moisturizing. It's not going to like build up or get super greasy. We have our Colalac 426, which is, I don't think we've really talked about that one. It's the isosteramidopropyl morpholine lactate. So can you talk about kind of what that's doing in here?
That is a cationic conditioning agent. So it's providing conditioning and hydration. It's water soluble, doesn't diminish the foam of the mousse, very mild, and then also, Colmoist 200 is in there for even more hydration, and you don't get any of the greasiness or tack with that. Also very mild, non-irritating.
And why do you want cationic things in your hair?
The cationic usually implies conditioning.
Okay.
So it's going to hang on to the hair because your hair is negatively charged, and smooth it out, and really it's what's offering that protection during the styling.
And then also for conditioning, we have our Colquat PDQ, which is just polyquaternium 88. That one was one of the easier ones to say.
Yeah, that one's exceptionally mild conditioning. That's not something you can say for quats usually. So it's unique in that it is a quat, but it is non-irritating.
And then it's from Sapphire Oil. So that's something I feel like is kind of different. Or all quats.
Sustainable.
Yeah, there you go. Why is polysugar, so we have polysugar malts D9 in here, and that is the sorbitan oleate diacyl glucoside cross polymer, and people call that a refatting agent.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because of the oleate that's in there, we've had some claim that it has some refatting properties, and it also in here is providing some of the foam for the mousse, as well as solubilizing the fragrance, of course.
And all of these ingredients are really low irritation or non-irritation, which is great because it's going to be next to your scalp. And then you also put some shea butter in here. So is that going to kind of help with?
Yeah, shea butter has that association with softening properties. So this is a liquid form of shea butter that's water soluble. So you can put it into clear systems and formulate without having to heat. So this whole formula could be done cold mixable. I mean, in the instructions, we do say that you can add a bit of heat if you need to. That's just going to depend on the fragrance you're using. If it's one that's particularly difficult to solubilize, adding a little bit of heat could help with that. Also increasing the amount of polysugar malts D9.
And is this, could you bump up the fragrance? Because sometimes I feel like these, the foaming leave on, I feel like they have a weird smell to them.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe
okay.
That's just me. Weird association.
You mean in the aerosols or
yeah,
the
I guess
pump foamers?
It might be an aerosol then.
Okay,
yeah.
I could see that. Yeah, but you could go up on the fragrance. We just have it low because it is a leave-on product. You know, you're going to be having that fragrance really close to your nose all day long. and fragrances can be irritating, so also something to consider in leave-on products.
All right, so yeah, you just pump this into your hand, run it through your hair, style as normal. You don't need to rinse it out. A lot of people will put it in overnight and sleep in it. This is formulation number 1031. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.